It's a beautiful day here in Barcelona. Ouais. Pas trop chaud. Really nice crowd. And it's great to be here.
Comment tu te définirais comme DJ, comme producteur, comme tout?
Ben, en fait, comme DJ, parce que ça fait comme longtemps. Moi j'ai 35 ans maintenant. J'ai mon premier gig, pour vrai, j'avais 16 ans. Alors ça fait comme 19 ans que je fais comme mon boulot principal, c'est être DJ. Même, I've worked a lot in the music industry, kind of spun off, but everything's rooted in DJing and in kind of music selection. So I've ended up running record labels. I ran Turbo for like 10 years. I run a new label now called Multiculti. I produce music. I'm finally starting to get my act together and actually release stuff. And I've also kind of worked in some other like music tech stuff in the industry, like that algorithmic mastering company called Lander, and actually a new app called Hey Hey, which is really cool. It's kind of like micro podcasting, like it's actually like radio DJing. So you just kind of like 10 seconds, you can say like, I love this song, you got to check it out, and then you play. But yeah, so all over the music industry. I also have a nightclub in Montreal.
Donc la musique, c'est une histoire de famille chez toi. Je me demandais, est-ce que tu te rappelles du moment où tu as eu le déclic que c'est ça que tu voulais faire de ta vie?
Pas vraiment, mais comme c'était toujours comme une obsession. Comme dès que j'étais très très jeune, mon père en fait, il était DJ à Goa, en Inde. Et comme moi, je me souviens comme des mémoires quand j'étais très petit, il a fait comme avant de partir, comme pour 3 mois, y aller à Goa. Il avait beaucoup de disques qu'il a achetés. Et il fallait comme enregistrer sur cassette parce que c'était pas possible de les jouer comme sur les vinyles. Alors comme ouais, from when I was really really young, music was always like a big part of you know, our household and our lives, and obviously Tiga being my older brother, like from, you know, when I was like coming of age, he was really peak into rave, you know, super inspired by rave music, and so yeah, I mean, it was consistent, but I think I never really knew 100% what I wanted to do. It's just sort of like, you know, it's more like you wake up one day and you're like, okay, well, I'm 35, I've been DJing for 19 years, so I guess that's it, you know, like that's my career. But yeah, it's good. It still feels like it's moving forward and like developing, you know, it feels like an evolution, so that's nice.